Time for the 85th annual Quinze Bay Race Week. It is coming up beginning July 28th in Quinze Bay. So Mike and Bonnie Marcel are here from the association to tell us a little bit more about this year's events. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Joe.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to talk about this. We had Paul Lewis in back in April, actually, when it was still cold and rainy, to give us a little preview, give us something to look forward to. But here we are. It's upon us now. So maybe, Bonnie, being the historian for the association, we should ask you about the history of this event.
This year is the 85th year of Quinze Bay Race Week. There were actually 83 years of racing, because there were 2 years we didn't race, one during World War II, and then 2020 due to COVID. But other than that, it's 85 years in the making. So it's a great organization, and eight clubs belong to it.
Eight yacht clubs? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, eight yacht clubs.
And they're Wollaston, Quinze, Town River, Wessagusset, South Shore, Squanum, Metropolitan, and Braintree. And it's a great organization.
And it's, I mean, it really goes back to the sailing history of the city, right?
Yes, the city of Quinze, with 26 miles of coastline, has a very robust sailing history. Back in the day, not everybody had motorboats, so they were just coming out, perhaps.
Right.
And so everybody sailed on the weekends. Everybody sailed. This Quinze Bay Race Week used to be 5 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in the day.
Okay. Yeah. So 1937 was the first year.
Yeah.
What was going on in Quinze in 1937, you know, that made it so popular to be part of Race Week?
Because of our robust, our long coastline here, and so many yacht clubs, they all had kids sailing and adults sailing. Quinze Yacht Club was in its heyday, I would believe, in 37. They made boats over there.
Yes.
They did all kinds of stuff. All the yacht clubs had kids that were sailing, and the kids and the adults just loved it. My father said during the war, he was in a rehab hospital down the Cape, and he would hitchhike home every weekend, and he'd get out there and he could sail any boat in the bay. And there were big boats, there were big sailboats here too.
Yeah.
Quinze Bay also had a outside line, which was like, they called it the Ocean Race.
Okay.
And it was called the Bermuda Cup, and they had big 50-foot, 60-foot sailboats racing. Wow. So
your dad, in fact, participated in the very first Race Week?
He did.
Wow.
And his last one was in 2000, and he passed away in 2001.
Okay.
Harry Carlton.
Now, I think there's kind of maybe a misconception among some folks that when they hear yacht club, they think it's only for the ultra rich, you know, and the folks who are living in the lap of luxury. But it's the exact opposite, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a lot cheaper than driving to the Cape every weekend. And yacht clubs are now adjusting to what the memberships seem to want. They have step back membership, which is a social membership. This is for people who don't have a boat, that don't want to have a launch ride out to their sailboat on a mooring or their motorboat.
Yep.
So that's got a lot more people involved that don't have a boat but want to be a part of a yacht club.
I think that's really important
to
stress, you know, because maybe folks may feel, gosh, I don't know anything about boats, you know, none of my family was ever involved in sailing, I know nothing about marine life, how could I possibly be a member of a yacht club? You can.
Yeah.
No, just come on down.
Yeah.
No, come on down. There's, you know, like I said, 8-member yacht club on the South Shore of Boston, and there's 4 yacht clubs in Quinze. You know, Town River and Quinze Yacht Club, Squanum, Wollaston. And they, you know, all the yacht clubs offer social memberships now because, like I say, everybody doesn't boat. And it's, you know, it is great to be around the water, but just come down and inquire.
Yeah. Yeah. And typically that social membership is half the price of a regular membership.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can learn. Maybe you find that sailing is in your blood, you know, and you never knew it.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you find somebody who has a boat, you get to enjoy a nice sailing ride.
It's great people, too.
Yeah.
Just great people. And Quinze Bay Race Week is just a great organization, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. So, Mike, let's talk about this year's event. It kicks off July 28th, right?
So, you know, the kids sail July 28th and 29th.
Okay.
And that's the inside line. And J.B. Swan from Town River Yacht Club is the race committee chairman for the inside line, and they get huge participation because they get all the June sailing programs from all the yacht clubs, even outside of Quincy Bay Race Week Association. They'll get boats from Hingham Yacht Club, Howell Yacht Club, that will come over and participate because they have junior sailing programs, and it's a local event.
Yes.
And yeah. I'll tell you what, you go to the Yacht Club on Friday afternoon, I think it's at West Augusta this year, it will be packed, and it is really something to see.
I bet.
Last year it was at Quincy Yacht Club, and I was fortunate enough to be there on Friday afternoon, and I'll tell you, you don't see that many people in the yacht clubs anymore. It was really just something to see, and the kids have a great time.
Now, for non-sailing folks like myself, explain inside line, outside line.
So the inside line is for the younger, the smaller boats. They sail Optimist, Turnabouts, 420s, Lasers, and it's mostly, you know, junior sailors up to age, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, dependent on the boat. The older kids sail the 420s and the Lasers, but the young kids, you know, they sail these Optimist prams. They're single-handed boats, and that's what you really see in most of the sailing programs. But you know, over at West Augusta, they still got a bunch of turnabouts, and Town River has a few. But you know, everybody seems to have the 420s, and they're a great little boat.
And it's closer to shore, right?
They sail them right out in front of the yacht club,
yeah.
So you can see it from shore.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where on the outside line, we sail in Quincy Bay Saturday and Sunday, and you know, we're a little further from shore, but you know, we have our marks, the Squantum Yacht Club sponsors, and they're sprinkled in a circle around the bay, like every 15 degrees. And they're along the shore, and you will see the boats from shore if you come down and watch.
But, okay.
Yeah.
And when you say line, there's an actual line in the water, right, that they sail.
There's a starting line. So we set up a starting line between the race committee boat, which is our power boat, and we drop a marker. And we, you know, you set up the starting line 90 degrees to the wind, have upwind start.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I don't want to make it too confusing for everybody, but the people out there sailing know what it is.
Well,
Then we post a course based on the race circular. There's the marks have numbers on them and locations, you know, and it says that on the sailing instructions.
Okay.
And most of the people that are out there sailing are very familiar.
Sure, of course.
They've been doing it in Quincy Bay for a long time.
Sure.
Quincy Bay, quite honestly, is one of the greatest places to sail race sailboats in the world.
Why is that? It's really.
You know why? Because there's it's a closed bay. It's about a 2.5 mile circle.
Okay.
There's very little current. Most of the time, the water is offshore southwest, so you get flat water and you get good wind and it's shifty.
Oh. And no boat traffic.
And there's not a lot of motorboat traffic. You know, there's a lot of people out there fishing because the fishing's great in Quincy Bay too.
Yes.
But you know, you don't get a lot of power boats running through the race course. And you know, just through opportunity, I've had great opportunity to sail in international venues around the world. And you don't have it that close to shore.
That is quite a statement.
Yeah, really? No, but you know, you go to San Diego and you're on a 2 mile tow to go to the race course.
Okay.
You know, and then you've got a 2 hour sail after you finish sailing the 12 mile, 14 mile course.
Wow.
You know, even down, you know, we sail in Miami in the wintertime, and you know, Biscayne Bay is, if you race sailboats internationally, you go to Miami in the wintertime, Biscayne Bay. And you know, and again, you got to go out 4 or 5 miles to the race course every single day and sail back in afterwards. It's not just right outside the mooring
field. Yeah, and that also lends to more spectators, right?
Exactly.
Folks can watch it from the shore.
Exactly. You can see it from the porch of the yacht club.
Yeah.
It really is exciting. We've had some really exciting sailboat racing this summer.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah.
So it's 28th and 29th for the juniors?
For the juniors, it's the 28th and 29th, Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And we are sailing on Saturday and Sunday, the 30th and 31st.
Okay.
And we start at noontime. And, you know, we got two races on Saturday and one race on Sunday. We're going to have some star boats coming over from Cottage Park Yacht Club.
Star boats.
So a star boat is, is an Olympic class boat from like 1937 to 2016.
Wow.
It's a two-man keelboat. It is the Formula One of racing sailboats. And we are actually, we've got the 100th anniversary of the Star Class Worlds this year in September, which I'll be attending.
Where's that at?
It's in Marblehead at Eastern Yacht Club. So the last time they had that at Eastern Yacht Club was 1997.
Okay.
And they were built across the street from Quincy Yacht Club.
Yeah, the Star Class actually started at Quincy Yacht Club back in the 30s. And there was a guy that built them right across the street from Quincy Yacht Club. And that's where the stock class started.
Okay.
On the
and
East
Quincy
Coast.
Yacht Club's logo, their Burgee logo, is the same as the Star Class logo.
Interesting.
Which is just a star.
Which is a red star in the white field.
So do you know, are any of those original star boats from 1937 participating in this?
No, you know what? No, but they do have a classic star boat event every year. Okay. And they keep them all in one place, and they only put them in the water once a year. And they're these totally restored wooden star boats. And there are still some out there and available. But like I said, they're all kept in one place, and they have a classic wooden star boat regatta every year. And it is something to see.
Because the first race week event, they would have
they absolutely
would have been
there.
In them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they were all, you know, they were wooden. But they lost a lot of them in the hurricane. I think it was 1954 or 1957 when the hurricane came through Quincy. A lot of them got destroyed.
I think that was Carroll.
And then right after that is when the stock class moved into Boston.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're coming back from where it all started.
We're coming back. Yeah.
Where now? What yacht club is that?
Cottage Park Yacht Club in Winthrop.
In Winthrop. Yep. Okay.
So we're hoping to get five boats coming over. And, so you know, the boats that will be coming over are all going to the World Championships in September. It'll be a great event.
So that'll be quite a spectacle,
To see. Yeah, they'll be having, they'll have over 100 boats at the Worlds this year.
Wow.
Racing, yeah.
So the outside line also has the Hustler class, which is probably the most active.
Yeah, right. In Quincy Bay, the Hustler class is the most active class.
Okay.
And we're in our 99th year this year.
What is that?
We're in our 99th year
really?
This year as a class. Yeah, so our 100th anniversary is next year.
Oh, okay. Mike, we've got all the information about the Star class, but what's the
So we have one more class that, and they got a great fleet over at Savin Hill Yacht Club, which is in Boston right off Morrissey Boulevard, but the Thunderbird class, which is another class that has been racing, you know, in and around this area for as long as I've been alive. I remember when I was a child, they made them out of plywood, but they're beautiful fiberglass. I think they're 27-foot keel boats. But, you know, they've got probably, I think they got 15 or 16 of them over at Savin Hill Yacht Club, and we'll be getting a fair bunch of those for Quincy Bay Race Week also.
Are there any rules as to what type of boat can participate in?
So this is mostly one design sailing.
Okay.
So one design sailing is where the classes are very strict on what size the boat is, how much they can weigh, how big the sails can be. So you're really just racing against individuals, you know, not against the boats. You know, some boats may have, you know, a little better boat speed, but they're probably in a little better shape and, you know, a little stiffer, a little newer.
Yeah. New sails.
Newer sails, and there is no substitute for boat speed. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to read the wind, know the tide, play the shifts.
So it really is a race.
And know your way around the race course, you know.
Really is a race of skill.
It is. The best sails in the world are best sails in the world for a reason, because they know how to race a sailboat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would guess with the team boats, it's how to manage your team too. Right?
Again, you know, you get on the Thunderbird, they have minimum of three, but they'll take four or five sometimes, depending on the wind. And you do. Everybody's got a job to do, and you got to kind of do it in unison when you're tacking and jibing, because you have to. Yeah, you can't sail into the wind. So going upwind, you have to sail on both sides of the wind. Mm-hmm. You can usually sail within 45 degrees, 35 degrees of the wind. And downwind, it's the same way. You got to keep the wind over your shoulder, and if it goes over your other shoulder, the boom's coming over at you, right? So you got to, you know, and be at the right angle to the wind all the time too. So, and the people at the Thunderbird class, it's a multi-generational class. The people that have been sailing them, their parents sailed them, and you know, we have a member at Squantum Yacht Club, Kenny McLeod, that's been sailing. His father, World War II veteran, he was our dentist for a long time.
Submariner.
He was a submariner, yeah. Another great boat. So that's what we'll have on the outside line, star boats, Thunderbirds, and the Hustler class.
Okay. Yeah. And how are these races judged? You know, how does that
So, happen? You know, we start, the individual classes race against themselves, and they will start, the star boats will start on their own, Thunderbirds will start second on their own, and then the Hustler class. And the first one to the finish line wins. So we'll post a course on the race committee boat based on the marks that we have around the bay.
All right.
Based on the wind direction too. So, you know, we start upwind, sometimes we finish downwind, sometimes we finish upwind, but You know, it's the first one around the race course to the finish line.
So it's time. It's just about time.
Yeah. And they're, you know, the racing rules of sailing are governed by U.S. sailing, and everybody races with the same rules. And, you know, there's a tiebreaker, and, there's never a tie. Okay. And somebody's going to win at the end of the day.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Typically, the start and finish line is in the same place where the race committee boat is. And these having these marks 15 degrees all around the bay gives us the flexibility, no matter which way the wind is blowing, that we can adjust. And then they have a starting sequence. We throw up one flag, and 5 minutes later, we throw up the next flag, and then 5 minutes later is the starting gun. So it gives them, it's a preparatory, a warning, and the starting gun.
Okay.
And then the next 5 minutes would be the second class.
Oh, all right, okay.
So that's how they know when they're starting.
And the object is to be as close to the starting line as fast as you can be going when the gun goes off.
These are wind-powered vessels.
You don't want to be 30 seconds off the starting line when the starting gun goes off. You want to be right on the starting line without being over.
Yeah.
Because if you're over, you'll get flagged for being over, and you'll have to go back and restart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't want to hit the race committee boat.
Has that ever happened?
Oh, absolutely. Not so much our boat, but I have seen it happen.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't let the boat hit it. Don't try to stop it, because you can fix the boat. You can't fix yourself.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I tell people. If it's getting tight at the race committee boat, I said, just let them hit the boat.
Right.
Don't try to just.
Yeah.
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 That's how it works.
You get assistance from the Coast Guard, the Quincy Police?
No, so you know what? Maritime Police are always out there for Quincy Bay Race Week.
Okay.
The Quincy, and Bob Bell is the guy that's always, you know, his daughter raced 420s, and she's been part of Quincy Bay Race Week Association and raced sailboats as a junior, and he always comes by and says hi. He's just a nice guy, but he's been doing that for a long time. But, you know, on the weekends, you know, the Coast Guard isn't really involved as much as they used to be, because you have your local Marine people, but for the most part, we police it ourselves.
Okay.
We have a little chase boat, or we have spectators that come out and watch.
They'll
keep an eye on people, but yeah, we
keep. Sure,
and if we need assistance, we call Towboat US.
Okay.
And you know, Tim Peters runs the local Towboat US around here, and like we just talked, Mike Knudsen from Town River Yacht Club. They're always overwatching the sailing too.
Sure.
They're not too far away when they know the sailing's going on.
Is this weather dependent? I mean,
It's more wind dependent than weather, right?
Okay.
So you don't want to go, if it's, you know, blowing 20 to 25 and you haven't left the dock yet, you're probably not going to go sailing.
Okay.
Depending on the level of the regatta, know what I mean? Most classes have a high end that, you know, if it's blowing 22 and we're on shore, we don't go.
Okay.
But, you know, if you go out and it's blowing 15 and by the end of the race it's blowing 35, you do end up out there in big winds sometimes.
Okay.
But for the most part, you try to make the right decisions. And you also have to keep an eye on, you know, naturally thunderstorms.
Oh, yes.
You know, so if they're coming through, you may call it early, right?
Right.
And just send everybody in, because now we have the technology where you can keep an eye on that all the time.
Oh, sure.
In the old days, you just kept your eye to the northwest and try to make the best decision you could, right?
Right, try and get in as quick as possible.
Yeah, you didn't always make it back then.
Right. Now, are there actual prizes, awards?
Yeah, so for Quincy Bay Race Week, you know, there's trophies for every class, for second and third, you know, inside and outside line. They give out special awards. But the big thing the Quincy Bay Race Week Association does is they do scholarships for the junior sailors.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this year they have four or five. I think they have four and they're working on a fifth. They had a late donor was going to come forward and possibly have a fifth scholarship for this year.
How nice
so
is that?
They, if you're a relative of a member or a life member or of any of these eight yacht clubs, you know, they have an essay topic and they do like an essay thing.
Mm-hmm,
and then
the
executive board of the Quincy Bay Race Week Associations, they read the essays and they score them without knowing who wrote them. And they've got a really good process. And the class secretary, Carol Johnson, just does an incredible job with the organization. And, you know, our treasurer, Paul Malone, also another person that has taken the organization from being just a poor, poor organization and just barely maybe making their bills every year or pulling money out of their pockets to keep it going every year, to actually having money, mm-hmm. And CDs, and
but I'll, but and we it, and we take donations too. We're a
he's a 501c
now. 501c now, yep. Which is awesome.
Yeah, so they that's
and this those are deductible. Also.
Yeah, so right. They just so they just actually this is the first year they just actually he just got that.
Done. That's a great.
And it's, it, but he, yeah, but he's been working on that for a long time. Yeah.
Good for him. I know that's a long process.
And,
yeah.
And then we put out this ad book too.
Sure. They, sell, you know, they do a lot of fundraising and raffles, and you know every meeting they do raffles. And mm-hmm. But again, when I was born during Quincy Bay Race Week.
Oh, really?
1960.
Yeah, so
oh.
He never gets a birthday party.
No. So I've been doing Quincy Bay Race Week my whole life, right? And I've been doing the Outside Line Race Committee since 1992.
Okay. You know, so well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Bonnie, is there still room for folks to participate in Quincy Bay Race Week?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. There's we have a website that you can go to, Quincy Bay Race Week, and there'll be registration on
Wednesday night at Wessagusset.
And Thursday morning at Wessagusset Yacht Club.
For the junior sailors.
For the kids. And then over the weekend, the regatta moves to Quincy Bay. Mm-hmm. And there'll be registration on Friday night at Squantum Yacht Club. And on the water registration. Because the big boats, they're coming from far away with keels from Cottage Park. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to drive through Boston. So we hand them the registration. And we give out T-shirts, and we give out prizes for first, second, and third in each class, mm-hmm. And T-shirts for everybody on the crew, on the boat.
Nice.
Yeah,
so next Thursday night, I'm actually going to go over to Savin Hill Yacht Club because they sail on Thursdays.
Okay.
And I'm going to just go over there and pre-register them, the ones that want to come, just to save them from having to register on the water. And I'll do the same thing with the star class when I go over there and race next Wednesday night.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Is there a cost?
So the cost for the registration is $50.
Okay.
You know, it's been $30 for like the last 25 or 30 years. So last year we upped it to $50 just to help cover some of the expenses of the trophies and, but it's...
And the racers get coffee and donuts in the morning at the club that's sponsoring.
Yeah.
And also... Hot dogs.
Yeah, and they do food after the racing.
After
it's
the
great
race,
social.
Everybody hangs around and chews about the race.
Yes.
So Saturday on the Outside Line, we'll be at Wollaston Yacht Club.
Okay.
And then Sunday afternoon, we will be at Squantum Yacht Club.
Oh, nice.
And we'll do the trophy presentation Sunday afternoon.
At Squantum Yacht Club.
Yes. Okay. So, any idea about how many will be racing in total?
You know, so we should have, I'm hoping to have 8 to 10 Hustlers.
Okay.
I'm hoping to have 6 or 7 Thunderbirds and probably 5 Starboats.
Okay.
You know, and they bring, you know, at the Yacht Club, there'll be a lot of people at the Yacht Club on Saturday and Sunday, but on Sunday there'll be, it's Quantum, there'll be quite a few people. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's a great press event. You know, the newspapers come out. They take a lot of pictures. Yeah. You'll see it in the paper. And, you know, the organization will be there in full force, you know, in their uniforms and everything. And it's just a great opportunity to come and meet everybody because these people, it's just such a great organization. Mm. And I am proud to be a part of it.
Well, I know that the boating and sailing program through the city's recreation department is hugely popular.
Yes, I dump up at Black's Creek.
Yes.
And they race. They also race.
Oh, they have
Quincy.
Their own team? Oh.
No, they come and race Quincy Bay Race Week too. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And they'll be racing. They send teams up for the Lipton Cup is this weekend at Squantum Yacht Club.
Oh, okay.
And you know, they'll come up and they'll have some teams, you know, with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put their skills to the test, right?
Community boating from the Charles River comes down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people come from all over.
Yeah.
There really is, a whole society of sailing and boating.
It's smaller than you think.
Yeah,
you know, it really is. And everybody knows everybody else. And, but the good thing about sailing internationally is, you know, I could go anywhere in the world and I'll know somebody. If all you got to do is go to the yacht club and go and say, "Oh, you sail that? Hey, do you know so and so?"
Right, and a connection is
made.
Yeah, the connection is made. Fun. Yeah. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
You know what, just come down and see the sailing.
Okay.
Come down and see the sailing and meet some of these people from these yacht clubs on the South Shore of Boston and, you know, Wollaston and Squantum Yacht Club. You know, if you want to just come down and check it out, just come down and knock on the door. They'll let you in. They got food every night almost at Wollaston and
Yeah. Or if you want a crew, come down and hang around. Somebody might be looking for a crew.
We're sailing tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night out of Squanton Yacht Club. Come on down. I'll take you for a sail.
Oh, there you go. There's an offer some folks won't be able to refuse.
In a thunderstorm.
Just tell them you saw him on Q8TV.
Yeah, they come on down. My hustle is the yellow one out in front of the Yacht Club.
You mentioned the website, Bonnie. I know it's QBRWA, Quincy Bay Race Week Association. .org.
Yes.
So
yes.
A good place to go.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity
to talk
to you. I wish you a very happy race week
and happy birthday. Looking forward to it. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.